Welcome. My name is Jennifer Olson, and you are joining us for the new Executive Leadership Summit. My guest today is Beverly Orton-Jones. Now, Beverly is a natural-born leader that is so full of amazing warmth, of humor, and compassion. Yet she's so grounded in this kind of enduring strength, which for me, it's so attractive. It's like it's magnetic. And what I've seen about others who've been around her is that she immediately inspires others to follow her lead. It's an amazing trait, and when you hear her, you'll know exactly why. Because she's spent over two decades working with mission-based organizations, with business cooperatives, with nonprofit organizations, as well as with their leaders, their executives, and their boards. So she's really used to leading and inspiring a lot of people around her. Beverly started out working in volunteer management with the Denver Art Museum and with the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. She's held board positions with the International Institute of Higher Mind and Spirit and is currently serving on the board of the Young Philanthropists Foundation. Today, Beverly is a strategic partner with Veris Global, where she builds foundational relationships with small organizations, with cooperatives, and nonprofits all across the United States to help them create more inspired and fulfilled workplaces. And what I love about Beverly is she is just this amazing, beautiful, warm spirit. And she puts that into practice every single day when she works with leaders to learn each one of their stories and how to serve them in finding their own personal greatness. So now that I've given our listeners kind of an overview of you, and listeners, if you can't tell, I adore this woman. I really do. So now that I've given you an overview, I really would love it, Beverly, if you could take a minute and tell us about who are you? Who is the real you that you want us to know?
Well, thank you, Jennifer, obviously, for this opportunity. I'm grateful. And, you know, I think, for the listeners, I think it's so important that everyone just shows up and be their authentic self. And that's sometimes harder to do in the business situations. It's important just to be true and authentic with yourself.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more. That's super important. And so, you know, in terms of that authentic self, tell us a little bit about who you are. You know, I know you personally, so I have a little bit of insight, but, you know, tell us what does your life look like? How is a normal day in Beverly Land?
In Beverly Land, it's great because everyone knows me and the birds are always singing. I have an amazing husband who's a firefighter. I have two dynamic kids who are brilliant in their own right, so that obviously keeps us busy. And I work for Veris Global, which is a leadership development management consulting company. A typical day is getting the kids off to school and then coming in and serving the leaders that I partner with and going home and being a mom. So I got the best of all worlds.
That's awesome. I love that. And you mentioned Veris Global. What are you seeking to do as a leader through that company?
So Veris Global partners with corporations all across the United States and in Europe and Asia. And I came to them with the insight of you're not really tapping into the nonprofits or the cooperatives or the small businesses, and there has to be a way that we can get the tools and approaches that so brilliantly work for these other for-profit organizations to our nonprofits. And basically created my own little niche here at the company.
That's amazing. And, you know, as we've talked about before, I've certainly worked in nonprofits, and there's a huge need in the nonprofit realm, in the small business realm, in the cooperative realm, for people to learn leadership strategies. I mean, let's be honest, from my perspective, we really need to do a lot better job with leadership development across all sectors, because I don't think it's done very well. But I love that you really, you know, you really saw an underserved community and you fought for them. You fought to bring these programs to them.
I couldn't agree. I couldn't agree more, Jen. And I think about, the successes that the for-profit companies are having, to know that a nonprofit could then accelerate their mission and their vision, you know, even by 10% more, who wouldn't want that for the nonprofits that are out there in our community and serving our community? It's been fun.
So I'm curious, because you're really trying to bring this work to, you know, this to these new sectors, what's one thing you do every day to kind of take a step towards that leadership vision of bringing it to them?
Great question. It's really about building relationships, and it's really about understanding their needs, because what Veris Global has may or may not be a fit, and that's okay. But the joy that I get is really building that relationship with these nonprofit leaders and their board of directors and really getting a grasp on what are their pain points, what are they doing really well, and then being able to say, hey, we have a solution, and then seeing, you know, keeping track with them and in touch with them, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now. We have, client partners in the nonprofit world that are 10-plus years ago. That brings me joy and fulfillment.
That's awesome. So I'd love to kind of dive in a little bit more into your own leadership journey, both, you know, looking at the high points and the low points. So as people have heard me say, I really, you know, I'm kind of on a crusade to talk about what happens in terms of mistakes and failures in people's journey, because we don't talk about them. And I think it's super important to talk about the mistakes, because without that, we don't learn and we certainly don't grow, because I think the largest leaps that we make are from those painful mistakes and failures. So I'm curious, Beverly, tell us about a failure in your own journey and kind of start with any events that might have led up to that point. And that could be in your professional journey, your personal journey, or both.
Well, there's been a lot. I think just in my experience, communication tends to be 90% of where breakdown happens, if you will. There are days when fear kind of takes over of what if I don't? For here at Veris Global, in trying to get them to see the untapped market in nonprofits and cooperatives, it was an uphill battle, if you will. And there were days when I doubted if I could do it. There were days when I had to ask myself if I wanted to do it. But I think, you got to take the risk, because that's the only way you're going to reap the rewards. Like you said in the introduction, you know, it's having that awareness of where am I, how am I showing up today, and what one thing can I move forward if it is a day where fear is taking over or you do have those doubts. Just picking one thing to move forward usually gets the ball rolling.
You know what I loved? You said so much great things there, but I really want to highlight, you know, you said, do I really want to move forward? I think that's a question that we as leaders ask ourselves a lot, but we don't own the fact that we say it. We get up and we're like, oh, this feels like a harder day. Is this really worth it to me? And especially with you, right, where you're trying to balance your values and your priorities around your family and everything they mean to you with, you know, working in this large leadership company, I think that's real, right? That's what's really happening for people. So thanks for sharing that.
You bet.
And likewise, so for all of us in our leadership journey, there tends to be like a skill, a tool, a strategy, something that we're passionate about because we've learned that it was a key or a catalyst early on in our personal or professional success. Kind of like an aha moment that gets us rolling when that fear takes place and when we're having those bad days. So I'm curious, what was that thing or moment for you?
You know, it really comes down to something so profoundly simple in that everyone wants to be great.
Yeah.
You want to be great. I want to be great. My kids want to be great. Every one of the listeners want to be great. And so, you know, like I said, it's just tapping into that, you know, do I want to move this forward? We all have days where the answer might be no, but really breaking it down to say, you know what, I want to be great. And so if it's just one thing I can move forward, then I will take that one thing and move it forward. But really just taking the time to know that everyone around me wants me to be great as well. And that gives me strength on those days.
Great. So I'm curious, what hit my thinking process as you were talking is, what were some great moments for you? What were some things that you can celebrate now as like the high points and things that really have inspired and motivated you to continue on this path?
Well, I mean, having to convince a for-profit company that there was money to be had in the nonprofit world, that was a huge win. That was a huge success. To brag a little bit, I increased their for-profit revenue by 400% my first year. So that was a huge win. And seeing the traction that it's still getting with the nonprofits that we're serving. And I think the other piece that's huge for me, the huge win, if you will, or the aha, is that really switch in mindset to service leadership.
Mm.
You know, we get to a point in our lives where we don't necessarily need as many accolades as some of other people do. And so when you come from leadership of what can I do to help you be great, there's something really fulfilling and engaging in that that just perpetuates and keeps me going.
That's great. No, I totally agree with you in that kind of servant leadership path, because, you know, that's really evolving so much with even like the younger leaders, right? The millennials and younger generations where they're talking about, hey, it's not just about a money anymore. It's nice if we get it. But they want to have an impact. They want to feel like they're serving and they want to feel like everybody is in it together and that we're all moving forward together. And you can't get there if you don't have an interest in serving others. It won't happen, right? Love that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think, you know, everyone has had experience with people that might not be as strong in service leadership. And I would just say, you know, don't let that stop you.
That's a great advice. So I know that you are pretty passionate about the idea of leading in degrees of strength. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is and why it's important to look at it from that perspective?
Absolutely. So that is one of the foundational tools at Verus Global. And degrees of strength basically comes from not one of us can be less than zero. And so I think of someone who is an amazing opera singer. I am not an opera singer. I can sing, or what my husband would call, quote unquote, singing. But I can't be less than zero, and none of us can be less than zero. And so when you, again, switch that mindset to everyone wants to be great, and you can see them in degrees of strength, that they're doing the best that they know how to do in that given moment, it just accelerates that service leadership to a whole new level, and people respond to it.
Yeah, that's that. Again, as you were talking, what was coming to mind is how different would it be in the workforce if managers and leaders were seeing people in this idea of degrees of strength and seeing them for all the amazing things and opportunities and accomplishments they were bringing to the table instead of you know, what we're trained to see as managers, right? The things that are going wrong and the problems.
Mm-hmm. It's a game changer. I mean, it truly is a game changer. And when you come at a team of people and individuals and you're no longer looking at what's not working, but knowing that every one of those people has potential, how can we just tap into it? It becomes a game changer, and people respond and become more engaged, become, you know, come up with some of those solutions that are out-of-the-box thinking. It's fun to see, it's fun to watch, and it's fun to participate in.
So if you could give a tip to leaders that are listening, if they wanted to really kind of start a culture where people were focus more on this idea of degrees of strength, what are some steps that you would encourage them to take to get there?
You know, I would say active listening is right at the top of the list. I think once people feel that they're being heard, not necessarily, you don't need to necessarily agree with them, but once people feel that they're being heard and valued, a lot of things can shift. And then it's just asking those questions of what is working well, what do we like about this team, what is one thing that we as a team can move forward just for today. And when you come at it from that lens, people really rally. They get excited because they're no longer thinking it's the daily drudge to work, right? It is somebody cares, I'm on this team, and we're gonna get there together.
Absolutely. I think you nailed it, right? Somebody cares. It's not just a body in a seat, but it's somebody who is paying attention and invested in who I am at a company and in an organization and how I'm showing up. I think that's huge.
It is huge. And it's the softer side of leadership, right? It's one of those soft skills that needs to be brought out to the forefront more.
Yeah, softer side, and yet, you know, I think those softer skills are holding much more weight than ever before with the workforce. I mean, we're talking about, you know, younger workers who are coming in and staying one, maybe if you're lucky, 2 years, and they're leaving because for them, some of their top values are exactly what you're talking about. You know, do people care? Are they invested in me? Are we all moving in the same direction? And am I part of something larger that I'm going to be proud of? And if they get a whiff that that isn't true, they're out of there. So, while those softer things in the past have been kind of frowned upon by leaders and by management, I think they're game changers today.
Agreed, Jen, agreed. And like you said, more and more and more companies are having to tap into and realize the human potential that's within their organization. And, you know, once they understand that if you tap into that human potential, profits will come, right, because you now have a fulfilled and engaged workforce. It's a definite game changer for sure.
Absolutely. You know, and because I know you, I'm going to ask you this question because I think it's important because I've had a lot of specifically female managers and employees, some of them are leaders, ask me this question, and a couple male who are looking to do things in a different way. But because I know you, I know that the path that you're on right now with Varis Global and how you're living your life today, you built on your terms. And it's given you some freedom and flexibility to be the leader that you wanted to be, not constrained by a title of, you know, mother or a title of strategic partner or a title of, wife. But you really forged your own path and made your own position work for you in a way that supports your life. And I would love it if you could just talk a little about that journey. Because I don't think people give themselves permission to do it very often, and they need to. And hearing about how somebody did it, I think, would be really helpful.
Yeah, great question. And I'd like to think of it was the perfect storm. So I was blessed to be a stay-at-home mom for about 10 years after I left the museum. And so I was able to come to Varis Global, kind of pitch the idea. And, of course, as a for-profit company, they were dubious, for sure. And so I started volunteering one day a week to show them, here are the nonprofits that I'm talking about. Here is the revenue source that they have. Here is, you know, the people that I know within the community that we can approach. And so I did that for about a year and a half. And like I said, the perfect storm of that I had the financial backing with my husband that I could volunteer one day a week, still be a mom. And then really, Varis Global was like, okay, you've got something here. We'll give it a shot. Part-time, because that's what I was looking for, and that was over 2 years ago.
And just to reiterate, and I'm so glad you shared it the first time, in your first year as a part-time employee with a demographic that they didn't think was profitable, you increased revenue for that sector 400%. That's huge.
Yes. And so, you know, it's a fun little tidbit of data that, you know, I can bring to our CEO whenever he wants to know how my day is going. And like I said, the perfect storm in that, you know, I had a company that was willing to let me come in as a volunteer, let me take a chance on me. As well, and me with them, took a chance with them, and it's been a beautiful partnership.
That's great. I love that. And I think it really just beautifully highlights something that I talk about a lot with people is, you know, the typical business track and career track no longer exists and doesn't have to be the track that somebody takes if it doesn't support their life. People can redefine and they can ask for anything and they can work towards anything and they might be surprised that they'll get it if they know what path is best for them and how it aligns with their values and priorities.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, the trend nowadays, our company are switching to unlimited vacation because they see the value in having their people fully engaged, treated like adults, right, as long as you get your work done. And I actually have a girlfriend I spoke with, her company just switched to that, and I asked her if she was taking more or less vacation time, and she said it's about the same. What she said the gift is, it's no longer, she's no longer taking just a week vacation, she might take two. But yeah, it's been a game changer for her company.
Yeah, you know, I advocated for something like that at my last organization, and we weren't able to get there. But I love the idea behind that because you're right. All research shows actually that people don't take more vacation, but they feel more valued. They feel that it's a greater benefit. And people, you know, the statistics show that they don't, as long as you have a culture of trust, of respect, they don't abuse it. And I think that's the key, right, is really building that tight culture, which you all at Varis Global do really well. So I'm curious, Beverly, what's one thing that you're really excited about in leadership today?
Great question. I would say, you know, just seeing the shift from the thinking of it's not all about the profits, it's about the people. And that's where it should have been from the get-go, but we're getting there. So, yeah, that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Do you have any examples that you can think of the top of your head? Because I know that I'm just throwing this at you, but in terms of companies that – you know, that really exemplify, because I think there's a lot of companies out there that don't, right? There's a lot of companies that are kind of mired in that old way of leadership that where it's still really about profit. But there are some great examples, I think, where it is more about, you know, how do we support our community? How are we giving back? in a responsible and nurturing way and still making profit. So do any come to mind, or maybe some folks that you all work with that you've seen some great examples?
You know what, the one that sticks out the most, and it's a longtime client partner, is the Mental Health Center of Denver. They have been awarded Best Place to Work, I want to say at least 9 years in a row. They really focus on wellness. They have used our programs to kind of launch them into that place of it's all about the people and we need to care for our own before we can care for others. But, you know, I mean, they are in a tough industry of mental health, and there's high turnover and there's high burnout, and yet they are doing it. It's just exciting to see them care for their employees and have the employees care back.
That's great. I love that example. I'm happy to hear that I know that they are one of your clients, but, you know, I've worked with them a couple times, and you're right. They're a force in mental health in the Denver area. They've done amazing work. They work hard to retain their people. They treat them with kindness and respect and trust and their clients, right? And you're right, in a really tough field. So great example for pulling that out and thin air. So thanks for that. Mm-hmm. Now, all right, Beverly, so we've reached what I'm calling the lightning round, where I get to provide you with a series of questions and you get to come back with amazing, mind-blowing answers in a quick rate. Are you ready?
Sure.
No pressure, I know.
Yeah.
So what was holding you back from becoming a leader?
Fear of failure.
That's a popular one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best advice that you've ever received?
So I would say that's from my dad. And he said, surround yourself with really smart people, and they'll always make you look good. And he also said, you know, you go to the people who you value and trust for their opinion. In the end, the decision is still yours to make, but at least you've tapped into your resources wisely.
That's beautiful. And can you share one of your personal habits that you believe contributes to your success?
Laughter.
I love that. Awesome. What internet resource are you in love with that you would love to share with our listeners?
internet resource that I love. I would say it's LinkedIn, and I'm stuttering over this because I have a love-hate relationship with the internet. But I would say LinkedIn because it is one of those sites where I can keep in touch with friends and colleagues, and I get to see where they currently are, what they've done. And it's fun to see that professional side of them versus, you know, the Facebook side of, Saturdays at the baseball game.
Yeah. So I would love to know this because LinkedIn is one of those, you know, frontiers that I'm kind of on, but I'm not really using, to be honest. I'm not sure that I really know how to best utilize it. So what are you finding helpful about LinkedIn, and what are you finding is really being a catalyst for you in your professional life?
I can't say that I did this, but I love LinkedIn will send me just updates on, you know, so-and-so has a work anniversary, or, do you want to endorse these people? And it really gives you kind of pause to say, oh, you know, I haven't talked with this person, and wow, they've been there how many years? And just being able to drop them a little note via LinkedIn to say congratulations, it's a great little reminder.
Yeah, and I imagine that because relationship building is such a huge cornerstone of what you do, that those kinds of things are super helpful in making sure that you're constantly working on those relationships.
Yes. And it's just fun, to send somebody a little congratulation note on either a new promotion or a new job or, wow, you've been there 24 years. Where did that time go?
Awesome. Great. I love that one. So now, Beverly, I know that you have a great resource that you want to share with our listeners today. Can you tell us a bit about it?
So I'm excited. We have a book written by our CEO and our founder, and it's called Degrees of Strength. And it's really just a case study on how a senior VP was able to move her team's performance and accelerated them to greatness. It's a quick, easy read, and I have 10 copies for the first 10 people.
Wow, that's super generous. So how can they reach out to you if they want to get one of these copies?
Email is probably the best. And that's Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y, J, at verusglobal.com, V-E-R-U-S-G-L-O-B-A-L.
Great. So, listeners, you can find links to this resource and everything else we've been talking about in today's interview by going to developsolutions.com/leadership summit. That's dvlpsolutions.com/leadership summit. Now, Beverly, I have so enjoyed talking with you today and getting caught up and getting to talk about leadership, which we don't get to do as much anymore, and hearing about all of your stories and success that you've had come to you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And Jen, thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm grateful to be a part of it.
Absolutely. And so as we wrap up, I'd love it if you can share one last piece of advice for our listeners and then tell them how that they can find you before we say goodbye too.
We talked about, what's one thing that holds you back as a leader, and you said fear of failure tends to be a popular one. And, I would just say take those risks, because you are exactly where you need to be, and you are exactly what's happening to you is exactly what's going to make you the person that you are becoming as a leader. So take the risks.
I love that. Take the risks. So, Beverly, how can they find you? Give them the Verus Global website and then your email again so that they can reach out to you.
Outstanding. So Verus Global, VerusGlobal.com. And then my email is Beverly, Beverly, J, at verusglobal.com.
Thank you again so much for being so generous with your time, your expertise, and all of your experience. You've given so much great information and advice, and the resources are awesome. And I know that our listeners are just going to be able to get started right away with really trying to build that culture in Degrees of Strength. So thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome, and thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. So again, for our listeners out there and our leaders, you can find links to this resource and everything else that we've been talking about by just going to developsolutions.com/leadership summit. And please, while you're there, we would love to hear from you. We want to know what you found valuable, what you loved, anything that you're struggling with. Ask any questions that you really want to know the answers to. I'll reach out to Beverly. We'll find out the answers, and we'll make sure that you have the tools you need to get you started and on to that next level of success. So with that, we say goodbye for now. Go out and be the leader that you are meant to be. This is Jennifer Olson, and we'll catch you next time.